With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is a Peachtree football edition of the Falcons Flyover featuring yours truly, Dylan Matthews, and Bo Squidbilly Morgan. Shout out to everybody on the line right now. Chris, JP, Ned, Nate, Coach B, we are going to get to you here momentarily. Make sure we appreciate you guys' patience. But right now, we want to head out on the WadeFord.com hotline, and we want to talk to our Atlanta Falcons color analyst, one of your voices of the Atlanta Falcons on the Atlanta Falcons radio network, Dave Archer. Dave, first and foremost, thank you so much for the time after, you know, you've been working a lot today, so we appreciate the double dip, Dave. How you doing?
No, it's good to be with you, Dylan. You worked hard, too. You were part of our broadcast as well. Kind of that silent broadcast, but you keep us rolling from the studio, so we appreciate you.
Yeah, we got to – I know, Arch, I don't know if you've got it home yet, but your boy Brock Purdy is actually in for Garoppolo, and he's doing okay. They're winning. He's got an interception, but he got a couple of touchdowns. I know you love seeing Brock Purdy, Iowa State guy, get it done.
A Cyclone.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do. Cyclone guys get in the league, and they make some plays. That's what they do, right?
That's right. I mean, Cyclones just get in there, and they fire up the league, Arch. So shout out to your guy, Brock Purdy. But, Arch, I want to start with this. I'm sure by now you've probably seen the comments by Arthur Smith kind of leaving it open to interpretation, you know, for – a possible quarterback change. You talked about it a lot during the Falcons broadcast. Marcus Mariota was throwing a bit high today, and part of that was he wasn't able to set his feet on a couple of throws. But just in your professional opinion, Arch, would you want to see a change at quarterback, you know, coming out of the bye week? Mind you, that game is against the Saints in the Superdomes. Is that the right time to make a change, in your opinion? What are your thoughts on that?
I would be willing to bet you, and my mortgage, and I don't have a mortgage, I've got my house paid off, but mortgage the house, that Desmond Ridder will start against the Saints. I don't think there's any question about it. I think that I know the fan base is clamoring for it, and that's not why you make the change. When you get into a game where I think Marcus has done a lot of good things for this team. He's provides them some stability from a veteran standpoint, leadership standpoint. He's really respected as a leader on this football team. He does a number of things, and I know Bo's talked a little bit about some of the stuff he does at the line of scrimmage pre-snap. He does a lot of stuff post-snap when things break down. This has not been a good offensive line from a pass protection standpoint by any stretch of the imagination. So his impromptability or his off-schedule stuff has been outstanding. But today was the first day that I felt like that he was the main reason you weren't moving the ball on offense. And I didn't feel like that throughout there have been moments, sure, he missed a throw here or there, but it was protection breakdowns, got to drop a ball. And so it wasn't all on him today. And I don't think it was all on him. I shouldn't say it that way, but I felt like today you felt like if you just made the throw or you just made this, then you would be in a better spot. And today I felt like it was more on top of him. And I thought he struggled. He had a tough time from an accuracy standpoint. And I know he's had moments during the season where that's reared its head as well. But today felt a little bit different. And I even commented at halftime that It would not have surprised me if they changed at halftime. And because they got a little something going with the run game, they kept him in the game. And obviously he made a couple plays in the run game as well. And it was the right decision to keep the veteran quarterback in there because you started to get a little bit of rhythm offensively. But it didn't materialize itself into a win. And there were a couple of misses in the second half as well. I mean, big play opportunity misses. And there's some frustration starting to build, I think, on the offensive side of the football. We saw a little bit with Drake London. And I know he's trying to be the best teammate he can be. But you got to be real if you're the head football coach. And I know Arthur's going to evaluate this really hard. But you've got to keep your team, too. And shifting gears and going to the young quarterback doesn't mean you're throwing the season in. It just means that you're to a point now where maybe the young guy can give you a spark, and that's what you're looking for.
Arch, take us through that was one with Rue, one play, but that the final possession where Marcus throws the interception as a quarterback, as a guy that played in the league and was in those situations where you're backed up. Why does he maybe force that throw to try to get a chunk there? What did you see from that final play?
Well, first of all, you got to see there's two high safeties. They've got two guys that are hawks, especially Minka Fitzpatrick, who makes the interception. So you've got to find those guys. Whenever you take a pre-snap look, you're going to get a look at the umbrella. What's the umbrella? Is it single high? Is it two high? Are they playing four high in a quarter set, which is essentially what they were doing? And so Minka frees up to be able to eyeball the quarterback. And so I've got a guy running down the seam in Drake London. I don't really have anything to hold Minka Fitzpatrick anywhere on the route. If I've got a guy running down the sidelines, then maybe there's some eyes or some value to pulling him away from the play. But all he did was eyeball Marcus and break on the play. So in that situation, what you're trying to do is you're trying to get a completion, get something going. You want to get into the no huddle, which puts them under stress because now they're calling basic calls to just get themselves lined up. They're going to play an umbrella, play soft. And then once you got near the 40-yard line, they were going to have to tighten their belt a little bit, maybe around the 50-yard line, because a field goal would tie the game. And that's the part that hurts you a little bit. If you had to have a touchdown, then you might try to push the ball down the field, but you had to have a field goal. So somewhere in that, they were playing deep enough where a 10 or 15-yard throw on a curl route or an in-cut would have been fine to get the drive going. But he tried to stick a seam in there, and that's a tough one, especially when you're playing against a cover four look with a safety not really having anything to hold him.
Arch, I completely agree with what you said there about, you know, up until this point, it hasn't really felt like Marcus Mariota has been the main problem or maybe the main reason, you know, you lose a football game. And today felt a little different. You know, obviously everything wasn't on him, but, you know, you left your head, you scratching your head a lot today, you know, more to be desired from the quarterback. I do want to switch gears to the defense, though, because – I was telling Bo this earlier, coming into this week, Arch, four out of the last five games, this run defense and this defense overall giving up at least 160 yards per game, 154 given up today on the ground. You've been talking about it throughout the broadcast today. You're just getting gashed in the run game. I mean, how can we fix that? I mean, are we going to have to start stacking the box against these teams? Is it more so we have been going up against teams that are good at running the football? Is it more of that? How do we fix this, Arch?
Well, you fix it by drafting number 88 for the Dogs. That would be the first thing you do. That's going to take next year in the draft. And I don't see you can get up high enough to get Jalen Carter. But you don't have enough lead in your ass in the middle of the defense, okay? So they're pushing you around. That was an offensive line was gigantic, and they were coming off the ball. And then you've got a running back in Najee Harris that's as big as your linebacker. So Rashawn Evans is coming down, and he's hitting him, but he's being hit, too, by a guy that's the same size. So give Najee Harris a ton of credit. I thought he ran phenomenally hard today. He was really hard to bring down. Atlanta didn't tackle very well, So Dean Pease is caught in a little bit of a quandary. Okay, and we're not big enough up front, so do I load the box and come after him when we're not really good enough to cover in the back end? A.J. Terrell, pretty solid cover guy. Darren Hall struggled in man coverage. You got beat a couple times at the safety spot in some of the coverage situations. So there's the quandary that Dean Pease is in. Okay, do I load the box and put eight or nine on the floor on the line of scrimmage to try to stuff the run, or do I allow Kenny Pickett to sit back there and throw against man coverage, which hasn't really bode well either? When you look at the defense in a totality, yeah, you've been pushed around in the run game, no question about it. And it's hurt you a little bit because it's minimized the game from a possession standpoint because the other team's been able to possess the football. But you're not giving up points. You're not giving up touchdowns. You gave up one touchdown today. You were in the game. You had a chance to win the game because the defense didn't. They only gave up one touchdown. And that's the thing that's about this defense. You can complain all you want to, and I do, about the tackling and missed opportunities and this and that. But when it comes down to it, you're still in the game because they're not giving up touchdowns. And that's what it's been for the last couple of weeks. Look at the last two games. You could very easily say you could have won the last two football games. Certainly in a position to do that. Maybe against Carolina, you even had a chance to potentially do that. But that's the situation that you're dealt with your DNPs. You're not overly talented on the defensive side of the football. So you're trying to put fingers in holes along the dike to try to make sure the dam doesn't break. And you're doing a pretty good job of that. You're not giving up points. And that's what beats you is points. Now, we've got to find a way to win third down, which we're not doing very well, because that would give you the extra two or three possessions potentially you need in a game to win a game. Atlanta had the ball eight times today. A normal NFL possession game is 12 to 13 possessions. You had eight possessions today.
Arch, real quick, I want to talk offense without talking about the quarterback, if that's possible in this city right now. Cordarrelle Patterson is, if not your number one weapon, but one of your key weapons. And the one thing that really stood out to me today was he had no targets, no catches. He wasn't a part of the passing game at all. Now, last week he seemed to be, I think he got six or seven targets or somewhere around that number. Maybe it was just five and the sixth one was batted up, but an intercepted at the end of the game. Does Arthur Smith need to find a way to get Cordarrelle going in the passing game as well, now that you have Algier and Huntley who can take some of the load off in the running?
Well, certainly you and I discussed this a little bit. I mean, he's got two guys he can trust the run game with. Cordarrelle has a little bit of an extra gear when it comes to running the football. We saw some of that today, but you can interchange him and pop him back there from time to time. He's one of your best players, and he certainly needs to be on the field. He certainly needs to touch the football, whether it's a quick screen to the outside or whether it's a shallow drag route or whether you run him up the field and try to throw it deep to him. It's an opportunity. He's a guy that can fill some of the void with Kyle being off of the field. There's no question he needs to be on the field and be given the opportunity. And when Arthur said we're evaluating everything, when he was asked the question about the quarterback, that's part of the evaluation. We need to evaluate, are we using Cordarrelle Patterson in every possible way? We've got to make sure we maintain that freshness, because remember, he wore down. Now, we're at the end of the year now, so you don't have to worry about that now. But last year, you used him to the tune of he did everything for you the first 8 weeks of the season, and he wasn't there for you in the last four or five games of the year. That's not the case now. You're in the last four or five games of the year. You should have him on the field as much as you can. So I'm sure that that's part of the evaluation that Arthur's talking about that he was quoted with in the press conference.
Arch, great job today. Great stuff with us. We appreciate the time, man. Have a great rest of your weekend. Hopefully you can enjoy the rest of tonight's ball games and have a great week. We appreciate the time, Arch. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dylan. Thanks, Bo. See you guys.
Yes, sir. That is Dave Archer, one of the voices of the Atlanta Falcons, your Atlanta Falcons radio network analyst. And when we come back, we are back on the phone lines. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, JP. Thank you, Ned. Thank you, Nate. Thank you, Coach B, for your patience through that interview. We are getting to you guys in 5 minutes. More Falcons reaction calls on the other side. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.